There's a little kitten, and there's an alley cat. And they're out in the alley, and the little kitten is chasing his tail. You've all seen little kittens do that. And he's chasing and chasing and chasing. And this old alley cat comes up to him and says, what are you doing? He said, well, I've just returned from cat philosophy school. All right? And I learned two things in cat philosophy school. One, that the most important thing in the world for a cat is happiness. And two, that it's located in my tail. And what I'm doing is I'm chasing and chasing. As soon as I get a hold of my tail, I will have a lock on eternal happiness. And the old alley cat looks at him and said, you know, I didn't have the same benefits you did. I've kind of been out in the alley scratching for my food for 13 years. He said, but it's funny, I've learned the same thing you did in school. I learned that happiness is the most important thing in the world for a cat, and indeed that it's located in my tail. But he said, the only difference between you and I is, he said, I've found that if I go about my business and live my life the way I want to, it follows after me wherever I go. And that's really a real important message for young people to me. And I wish the people who teach adolescent psychology and pre-adolescent psychology and toddler psychology, okay, and infant psychology would help people to understand that as long as you approve of you and are operating on your own inner principles, you're going to continuously run into a lot of flack and a lot of outrageous remarks from other people, and people who love you the very, very most in your life are going to disapprove of a lot of things that you do. But that's always their opinion, and don't elevate theirs above your own. Eleanor Roosevelt had a great line. She said that no one can make a fool of you without your consent.